This is Sarah Weymouth, and welcome to my podcast, where we talk about everything for you to live your best life. And we have a little fun too, from talking about business, marriage, parenthood, money, health, home decor, friendship, beauty, and pop culture. I'm a mother to three, a wife, a successful business owner, and I want to live my highest best self. Follow along as we learn together, grow, teach, because you only get to live one life. Oh, and I promise to dig deeper and to ask the tough questions. This is the Lime Podcast. Hello. Wanted to do a little follow-up on the episode of like doing it all. I feel like that's always such a big question, especially for women, where it's kind of like, can I be the best mom, wife, and have a career? But it's so much more than that. I think women are also wondering about like fitness and health and friendship relationships and having the home that they want, whether it's cooking great meals or being super organized or having, you know, beautiful decor. All of this takes effort on some level. And it does keep coming back to this big question of like, can I do it all? Can I have it all? And what does that look like? And I think a lot of us are constantly looking at women that seemingly are doing it all. I think digging a little deeper would be really interesting. So that's what I want to do on this episode. One thing I want to point out that I didn't point out in that original episode is that in order to really do it all, get it all, have it all, you have to be okay with delegating some. There is zero chance that you're going to do everything all by yourself. And I think most people understand that concept at this point because life is so busy and so go, 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 and so fast paced. I don't think there's very many people out there at this point that are trying to do it all by themselves. But I think it's worth pointing out because sometimes your pain point can be relieved by just outsourcing something. So for me, for example, I have a cleaner that comes to the house every other week. I am not scrubbing toilets. I am not cleaning grout. Like, I keep our house clean and tidy and organized pretty much day in and day out, but I'm not doing the deep, deep clean. I'm outsourcing that. With Lemon, I'm not doing everything at Lemon. Obviously, I've got like seven employees, I don't know, somewhere in there. And the girls run the store and I fill in a little bit or I cover or I come in and out, but there's obviously zero chance I could be at the store every single day for 7 days a week. You know, like that's not going to work. Even half of that is not going to work long term because I have work that I need to do in my office, in front of my computer with no distractions in order to be effective in running this business. So I can't be at the store also, you know, so I have to be able to say to myself, okay, it's worth having X amount of employees for X amount of time so that I can have that time to work in my office and or with my children. So it's that kind of stuff. Like obviously on a business level, that's like a very obvious example, but sometimes we just need to. Maybe you're struggling in fitness and maybe you just need to hire a personal trainer for 6 months and get on track and learn some techniques. Maybe you're really struggling in the kitchen and you need to, I don't know, decide to have one day a week where you're cooking a bunch of food and you're meal prepping, and then maybe you have someone you hire that comes and helps at the end of the week. Or, you know, I always see women ask on Facebook, hey, I just need like a mommy's helper where they can come do some dishes, do some laundry, you know, some light cooking, And I think it's genius. I've never done that, but I think it's genius. One huge mistake I made when I had my youngest, I was very like proud and like, I'm going to do it myself. I'm on maternity leave. I don't need a nanny. I don't need any help. I don't need a nighttime nurse. I don't need anybody. And it was the hardest thing I've ever done because my baby would not sleep very well. He was not as easy as my other. And then I had two under the age of two. Everyone was home with me. My husband went back to work and it was a nightmare. And I still like, there's one thing, I mean, there's probably a few things in life, but if there's one thing for sure I could go back and do over, it would be that time period. I don't care how much it would have cost. It would have been worth it. I would have just got a nighttime nurse to help or daytime, have someone come for 4 hours and hang with my baby so I could take a nap. I could take a shower. I could whatever, like go to a workout class, like just be alone for half a second. So it's things like that. And some of it is, you know, like that example is just a chapter in my life. It was just, you know, 4 months of maternity leave. And then once I went back to work, I had a nanny again and things were back to normal, you know, like, so some things are just a moment and we need to be able to be organized enough to look at our life and say, this is what I need. But this also brings me to one big thing that I think many of us struggle with. And it's because of how we grew up. And that is at a certain point in life, we need to start subtracting things instead of adding things. And let me explain that deeper. So as we're growing up, it's all about adding, right? You finish second grade, you go to third grade. You know, you finish sixth grade, you go to seventh grade. You finish middle school, you go to high school. And then you graduate and probably go to college. And then maybe you get your master's or maybe you go to law school. You're constantly adding. You're constantly leveling up. Same with when you're in sports. I think, you know, when you get into your career, it's all about like climbing the ladder, like, okay, I'm an intern and now I got an entry level job and now I'm, you know, the next level up from that. And, you know, now I'm a manager and now I'm working directly for the VP and now I'm, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So it's like we're constantly building and growing and adding to our lives. It's all about falling in love, getting married, building a life together, getting a starter home, then getting a bigger home. Then you have your first baby. Then you have your second baby. You know, it's like you get a dog and then maybe you get another dog. Like there's just, we're constantly adding. And then there's a tipping point in life. And I think it's different for everybody. There's not like a specific age. There's not a specific point, but there's a point in every person's life where we're able to sit back and look at our life and go, okay, that's enough. That's enough adding. I've added so much that my plate is so full that it's falling over. And that's where we have to start subtracting. That's why at a certain point in life, you look at your friendships and you start purging, right? It's like all of a sudden you have these huge groups of friendships and acquaintances and all these things. And then, you know, you start to get to a place where you're like, I want meaning behind these friendships. I want people I can actually talk to and relate on. And I've changed as a person and this person hasn't changed. So all of a sudden you go from 50, you know, quote unquote friendships to 5. And it can be jarring. And I think we can all think of a time where we're like, that was hard. You know, it's the same thing with, I guess you could say also like dating. At a certain point, you really like someone, you kind of stop dating other people, you start to focus on the one relationship, you start to put all your energy into the one person, and you're kind of purging then too. But you're adding in another way, right? Because you're growing your relationship, you're growing your love, you're, you know, so life is always kind of like in this movement. And another thing you have to realize is as you are kind of cleaning up your life, removing things, and really dialing in on what you care about, you also learn the art of just because you have time for something doesn't mean it's a yes. So if someone says, hey, you know, do you have time to grab coffee? Just because you have the time doesn't mean you're saying yes to that person. You know, why? Why would you want to get coffee with that person? Obviously, this is like a random example, but like, is this a good friendship? Is this person fulfill you? Are you networking? Do they need you? Is it a friend that needs you? And then obviously you're going to take the time to be there for them. How do you feel after you go to coffee with this person? Do you feel good? Do you feel energized? Do you feel like you got something out of it? Like, I hate to word it that way, but that's kind of how life works. You know, we're not here to waste our time. And this is why I'm so big on the time management of every day, because you can so clearly see your day and you can so clearly say to yourself, what am I doing in this day that's productive? What am I doing in this day that brings me joy? What am I doing in this day that brings me, you know, health and prosperity and happiness and all these things? What am I doing in this day that's actually fun? Like, what a concept for us to have fun as adults. And obviously self-care and all, you know, and just like the little things. Plugging the little things in, because if we're not planning our days, we're only looking at the big things. We're only looking at work, kids, whatever, whatever. And then we're not looking at, oh, I really wish I would have carved out 20 minutes to read a book. Or I really wanted to just have my cup of tea in silence, looking out the window and just taking some deep breaths. Like, it's those little moments in life where we feel grounded, we feel connected, we feel happy, right? I saw a reel the other day on Instagram and it was like, what can you do throughout the day to give yourself kind of those like endorphin, like little snapshots, right? Like, how do I explain this? It's kind of like when you get a new notebook and you love your new notebook. And this might be the dumbest example because I love notebooks and I love pen to paper and not everyone does. But it's like that joy where like you look at your new notebook and you're like, oh, it's so shiny and I love the cover and it's all fresh pages and I can do whatever I want with it and I'm so excited. Like, it's like that, right? It's like when you open up your drawer and it's just been organized and everything's perfectly in its place and it looks aesthetically pleasing. That is like a hit of like joy. It's kind of like that whole, whatever her name is, if it doesn't spark joy, get rid of it. It's kind of like that, but like with your life. So it's like, if going to coffee with that person isn't going to bring you joy, you don't have to say yes. And you know, you don't even have to make up an elaborate lie. Like, just be like, hey, it's not going to work for me on Thursday. Maybe another day. It's just been really busy, and move on. You know, I think this concept also is really hard for people pleasers. I think I'm a pretty big people pleaser. I like people to like me. I like people to get me. I like everyone to be happy. I'm that person. And so it is a struggle. It is a struggle to say no to someone and disappoint them. It is a struggle to make a decision like, this person's fine, but just not my person. It is a struggle to do something for a long time and then say, I need to make a sharp turn and go a different direction. It's hard. It's really hard. And a lot of this stuff falls into like kind of bad habits that we have also. You know, let's say every evening you watch Netflix, you drink your wine, you eat your snack, you stay up way later than you should. And there are other things you want to be doing with that time that you just don't ever do. And it's just this huge habit and you keep going around and around and around and around and it never changes. Even though you know you don't want to be laying there watching Netflix, you know you don't want to be drinking all that wine, you know you don't want to be snacking on junk food, you know that you want to go to bed early and wake up less tired, but we get into these ruts, these habit ruts that it takes a lot of work to break, you know, and a lot of times you have to replace it with something else. Like if you're not going to drink your wine, maybe you need a cup of tea in the evening or some bone broth, something that you can sip on that can kind of take the place of sipping on that wine. Obviously, you're not going to get that like buzz that you get from the alcohol. You're not going to get a little tipsy. You're not going to get relaxed or whatever, but you know, something. That's why they say California sober, where people are not drinking alcohol, but they are smoking pot or doing edibles. And I'm not saying you should do that, but that's an example of replacing one thing with another in the pursuit of your goals, right? Like their goal was to like not drink anymore or to drink less, and they replaced it with the pot. So it's that kind of stuff. And it can be so challenging because some of our habits have been ingrained in us since childhood. It's actually something I notice a lot with parenting and with my husband, because me and my husband had very different upbringings, and he's obviously a guy, I'm a girl. Like, I just feel like the way that we do things is different. So even just like teaching the kids how to take a shower on their own, I'm like, this is how I would do it. That's how you do it. Or like brushing your teeth and rinsing out, like I do it different than my husband, which is so wild. But it's all those little things that you don't think about, but that you have literally been doing your whole entire life. And the reason it's so hard to be different is because of those strong habits that have been ingrained in you. So when you are removing things from your life that don't serve you, the hardest ones will be those habits that you've been living with for decades, if not your whole entire life. And it's hard, especially when you're making a change and no one else is making it with you. You know, like they always say, like, oh, if there's a couple and one person wants to eat really healthy and take care of themselves and another person doesn't want to, it's so much harder for that person trying to eat healthy because they don't have someone doing it with them. They're watching their partner eat the same junk, have the same routine, and eventually they give up and just follow suit. So, you know, we are more successful when we can do it as a team or do it in a group or do it together, you know. But that's hard because we're not always on the same page. Like, I mean, you know, oftentimes my husband's on a health kick and I'm not, or vice versa. And excuse me. And we just have to obviously be respectful of that. But I mean, I want to be on the same page at the same time. So there is some level of like communication that I think can really also make a big difference. Just to sit down your family and say, guys, I'm going to wake up every morning early and I'm going to work out, and I don't care the weather. I don't care what day of the week. I don't care, you know, what's going on. That's happening. And in order for me to do that, I need to go to bed at a reasonable time. And this is my new routine. I just want everyone to know we're all going to be on the same page. And, you know, if you need me after 10 o'clock, I'm not available, right? Like I'm in bed, I'm going to sleep. So it is having those like big open discussions that seem so silly, but like no one's a mind reader. We have to be able to say to people around us, like, this is what's happening. Like I booked a trip to New York, for example, and I already told all the Lemon Girls and I said, hey, I'm gone these 2 days. Like, be prepared. I'm gone. I know it's like a month out and it's only for 2 days, but I need everyone to know that I'm gone. So if you're trying to plan something or maybe make a doctor's appointment or something, like, I'm gone those 2 days. I'm not available. You need to work, or like, you know, we need backup, like whatever it may be. And it's that sort of communication that really makes life flow. Another thing I want you to keep in mind, sometimes getting it all also means doing it in phases. You know, like a lot of times people will say like, you can get it all, but just not all at once. I think that statement of not all at once is kind of misleading because it makes you think that you can only have one thing at a time. Like I can only be a good mom, and then later when they're older, I can have my good career, and then. But that's not the point of what they're trying to say. What they're trying to say is, you know, for example, my focus when I was having babies was having babies. And then when I was done having babies, my youngest was one, I launched my business. Then that became what I was pursuing. Then when I had an established business, we moved across country, my priority shift a little bit to building our home, right? Like you just kind of stack. So I'm still a good mom. I still run a great business, but I'm also building a house, right? And then once the house was done, then it's like, what's next? And I'm building. And that kind of goes back to what I'm talking about, where we're always building on our life, but at some point we also need to remove. At some point, things are not serving us. At some point, we're putting everyone else before ourselves, and it shows. So this all, I'm not kidding you, this all boils back down to you need to plan your days. And I know it seems a little silly. Does it actually help? What's the point? But I swear anyone that has done this, has followed in doing so, ends up being more successful. And by success, I don't necessarily mean business, career, financial only. I mean successful in life, where they're really thriving on all aspects. There is zero amount of people that are super successful in life that don't plan their days. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't exist. And let me add to that. This is why celebrities and athletes and CEOs have assistants, because they need extra help to stay super organized and plan their days. They don't ever want to miss something. They don't ever want to waste time. They don't want to feel burnt out. They have so much going on that they need that extra help. So you're basically being your own assistant in your own life. And who better to do that than yourself? No one's going to care about you and your life and your success and your happiness than you. Period. So I love this topic so much. I love it because it's also such a good reminder for myself, where, you know, sometimes you get kind of like, not burnt out, but you get in a place of like, why am I doing all of this? And wouldn't life be easier if I was just a stay-at-home mom? And I'm not saying like being a stay-at-home mom is not amazing and you can't, you know, be super fulfilled. Please don't come after me for that statement. But what I'm trying to say is, when you are juggling so many hats, there is sometimes moments where you are exhausted in school pickup line and you're like, why am I doing all of this? And then you can slowly remind yourself, because I want to, because this is the life I've built, because I want to do it all. I don't want to sacrifice one thing for another. And if I'm feeling stressed or burnt out or unsure or, you know, anxious or whatever, it's probably that I need to eliminate something and I need to organize my days a little bit better so that I don't get to that point. And that's it. So, time for you to go purge and come up with exactly what it is for you that is having it all? What does having it all mean to you? That's the best question and such a hard one to answer. In fact, that would be an amazing, amazing date night question, or like hanging with your friends question. Like, what does having it all look like for you? Like, what's missing? What is you need to get rid of in your life? What does having it all look like for you? And it's different for all of us, and that's what makes life beautiful, that it's not cookie cutter, and we get to kind of paint our lives.